John Batchelor with Antonio Colubasciano of Geopolitical Futures, writing at the Jamestown Foundation about the cutoff of grain and other foodstuffs from the Black Sea Basin, initiated by Russia making threats against the Ukrainian ports and firing missiles and drones at the Ukrainian ports, and declaring that any military, any civilian craft leaving the Ukrainian ports will be regarded as carrying military cargo and will be attacked. That's what Russia says. Ukraine says then, therefore, any Russian warship or a Russian cargo ship leaving or entering will be regarded as military and will be attacked. So the warring sides are now moving into the Black Sea. In the meantime, the price of wheat and other foodstuffs are climbing quickly in Europe and in the United States. So we come now to the question of what is to be done. Antonio, you are in Bucharest, the capital of Romania. Romania is at the frontier of this war, has been for more than a year. You have a report, you have a port, Constanța, which is capable of carrying some of the load that is trucked out of Ukraine. Is it adequate to the demands, and what are the alternatives to get that grain to market?
Well, I would like to say it is, but there are many problems to that. So part of it is the fact that we have a lot of grains in the silos adjacent to the port, as it happens in Odessa, for the matter of fact. So there is a lot of grain from last year that is still not into the market. And that is because the port has been very much busy. There has been congestion in Constanța and Odessa since 2022. And we are dealing with even more congestion to come, as there are a lot of ships. If you look at the maritime traffic map, you will see that there are a lot of ships now on the Danube mouth towards Constanța, basically waiting in line to be offloaded and to be put into, like, for the load to be put into trucks. All this sounds nice, but it takes time. So the logistics are very much complicated and complex right now because there is just too much load waiting out there. I can tell you from where I am in, you know, nearby Bucharest, I already see a lot of trucks, more and more trucks coming down the way towards Bulgaria and then towards Greece into the Mediterranean. And obviously, this is because the ships are not just are not allowed to go through. And the market prepared for this. I mean, if the politicians and the policymakers have been, you know, hoping that Russia would stay on the deal, the businessmen basically understood that this is a possibility, which is why I'm already seeing the trucks coming down the road and basically high traffic, no matter the time of the day.
So we're I want to make sure I understand. Trucks are going to Constanța, but the silos are already filled with grain that needs to be shipped out. So that isn't an end point for the amount of grain coming out of Odessa. You can drive from Odessa to Bucharest. So the trucks are instead flowing through Romania to Bulgaria and Greece, where they can find ships to move the grain. Is that correct? That's what's happening now.
That is correct. So it's both ways. You can drive from Odessa to through Moldova, which has its own implications, or through Romania directly, or you can have the grain put on ships into Constanța, offloaded into Constanța, and then from Constanța put that on truck.
Right.
Now, with the silos full or almost full, obviously there is congestion that adds from the logistical part of it. But the trucks and the railway are the main ways to get the grain out of Constanța into Europe and into the Eastern Mediterranean to Africa. So that's what's going on now.
We have 30 seconds. Is there alarm in Bucharest? Is the government now going into action, knowing what's coming?
Well, I think, yes, I believe so. So Bucharest was very much concerned about this and was very much lobbying for a U.S. Black Sea strategy because it was fearful that this would come. And the military action in the Black Sea was going to come this year. Now, I believe with regards to everything logistical, everyone and their mother are having emergency meetings. So, and this is not only in Bucharest, this is throughout Europe.
Antonio Calabasciano, I'm John Mann.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor,